Default surcharge summary. Default surcharges are imposed where a business is late submitting and paying VAT returns. The system works on a sliding scale basis, and the surcharge percentages range from 2% to 15%. The regime works as follows. On the first occasion a business is late submitting or paying a return, HMRC will issue a surcharge liability notice. No actual penalty is imposed, but the notice confirms that the business is in default in respect of the VAT period concerned, and if another default occurs within the 12 months following the date of issue of the notice, a default surcharge penalty will be imposed. For small businesses, meaning those with a turnover of less than £150,000 a year, the first default does not result in a surcharge liability notice. Instead, HMRC issue a letter offering help and support. Only if the business concerned is late again within the next 12 months is a surcharge liability notice issued. This concession is helpful in giving small businesses with accounting difficulties a chance to liaise with HMRC and deal with any problems. For businesses with a turnover of more than £150,000, which default again within 12 months of the receipt of a surcharge liability notice, a default penalty is imposed automatically. In relation to the first period, 2% of the outstanding VAT. In relation to the second period, 5% of the outstanding VAT. In relation to the third period, 10% of the outstanding VAT. And in relation to each period after the third, 15% of the outstanding VAT. A business only comes out of the default for surcharge regime where it has submitted and paid four successive quarterly VAT returns. This is because each default results in the issue of a surcharge liability extension notice, extending the surcharge period for a further 12 months. A default occurs when a return and payment is not received by HMRC on or before the relevant date. The point to remember is the relevant date, as far as VAT returns are concerned, is not the date of posting, but the date of receipt by the VAT office. This is confirmed by the VAT return itself, which states, "You could be liable to a financial penalty if your completed return and all the VAT payable are not received by the due date." The due date is the last day of the month following the VAT period. For example, when a VAT period ends on 31st of December, the due date is the 31st of January. It is evident that it is the responsibility of the business to ensure that return and payment are received by HMRC prior to the due date, taking postal issues into account. In practice, HMRC has confirmed that if there is a proof that the return was posted one working day before the due date, then this will be acceptable if the return is delayed in the post for any reason. Taxpayers should ensure that if posting just before the due date, that they obtain a certificate of posting. Businesses paying VAT by electronic means will automatically receive a 7-day extension to the due date for submission and payment of returns. If a repayment or nil return is submitted late, then a default surcharge liability or extension notice will be issued, but no actual penalty will be applied. This is because there is no unpaid VAT at the due date. A penalty can be avoided if the business can prove that the return and payment were posted on time. If a business submits its return late but still pays the VAT on time, then the late return will be recorded as a default, but no penalty will be imposed. A penalty will not be applied if the business has a reasonable excuse for not paying the VAT on time. If a part payment is made before the due date, the penalty will only be calculated on the outstanding amount. A penalty will not be charged at the 2% or 5% rates where the VAT outstanding is less than £400, but a default will still be recorded.